3JCA, 5610. J04, HKX.
1004, WWZ. Good morning, Richard.
And Larry Patrick, sit there also, sir. Go ahead there, Patrick.
It works, but I've never had anybody to test it out with when I'm traveling, so I don't know where the bad spots are at on it.
So at least we got a little bit of an idea today, so if you're heading home this afternoon, you want to give me a call, I could follow you over there, and we could just work it all the way back and just see how it sounds. KA3JCA. Go ahead, Chandler.
Patrick, I can imagine that you're very well past Highway 25. I would have been possibly passing you this morning if it wasn't for me deferring to take the back roads in the TR.
Right now, I've not even made it down to TR yet.
Well, never mind. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey, Patrick, I don't know. I think we talked a little bit about it, but, hey, listen, probably in a month or so, I'd like to maybe have a get-together with, like, you and Kid and Andrew and Chandler and a few others. Maybe just come over to the backyard. It'll be a little bit cooler out here, and I could bring out my gas grill and my griddle or whatever, and we could have, like, a little get-together, barbecue, and just sit around and brag chew out in the backyard there. I have a fire pit at my daughter built it for me, and we have yet to use it.
I would enjoy that.
Really nice, because then I would actually get to meet Patrick.
The only thing I have to remember is when we go outside, I got to be careful when I take my oxygen outside. Don't get too close to the fire there. That's one thing I am. I try to stay away from the smoke as much as possible, because with my immune system, I'm very allergic to, like, cigarette smoke and smoke itself. So when they burn leaves around here, I stay in the house. But yeah, I'd like to get together, maybe just so we can all sit around and talk. KA3JCA.
Good. And then we can all try to figure out DMR a little better.
Patrick, I have one of those projectors, take my laptop out, take your radio out, put up a sheet on the side of the house, so we could have us a classroom out in the backyard.
We could do that. And that sounds like a good time. Like you say, wait till it cools down a little bit. It gets hot out here during the day.
I just want y'all know I had to turn my sound back on for my GPS, so if you hear a little music, just tell me and I'll have to put the mic down until I get where I'm going.
Good day, Chandler.
Working in Traveler's Rest at the Duke Energy Operations Center.
Right there on 276 is in Traveler's Rest. Well, I won't be in that area today.
That traffic back up on 85 yesterday.
A little bit about it, the one with the paint or the dye or whatever it was.
Best. I guess Kid and my daughter got off or headed home about the same time. And my daughter said that when she went to go to her doctor's appointment, she saw the accident or whatever, so they decided not to come home that way. They came home 29 and got on 85 and headed south with no issues whatsoever. I think it took Kid probably 30, 45 minutes just to get out of Spartanburg yesterday.
Yeah, he said it took him an hour and a half to get home last night, which usually his trip's only about 30 minutes.
I mean, that too. And I was asking, you know, I think the best bet would be to take 29 to 101 and just go straight in the rear, because doesn't that get on 85? You ain't going nowhere. You're going to be in a roadside parking lot for about 2 hours.
about that SCDOT 511 and how you could bring up the camera. He said, oh, he had the app. He just forgot about it. That's what I do occasionally. I just forget about it. Then it just, somebody will say something. And I'm like, oh, I can go check the camera to see where the traffic's at a standstill. So, alrighty. Well, hey, Patrick and Chandler, Sally's up. She said hi. I'm going to see if I can talk my sweet bride in here to get me a cup of coffee real quick. KA3JCA, the group.
Good morning, Sally. KA4WWZ.
And good luck, Richard. We'll be out here mobile for a while, so we'll be here.
Alrighty, sir. KA3JCA.
We're ACX. Chandler, you still there?
Yes, Patrick.
Just took me a break to get me some water.
I'm fine. I'm just trying to get to this option without having a dead-gum accident. People in their headlights sometimes to stay bright. In the dark time, I can't see that I'm turning literally right in front of them, so I gotta be very careful. Of course, it was on the back road, so I guess it wasn't too bad.
You don't recognize or know, but Chandler, you might want to turn the radio down just a little bit, okay?
What's that sound?
It's getting to where it was making it hard to hear you or understand you because there's too much background noise.
Yeah, sorry about that. That's why I told you guys if I needed to, I'd have to put the mic down. That's good. I'm on 276 now. If you want to do that, the only thing I got to do is probably make one right turn here in 1 minute. Yep, I'm seeing GR High School, and the op center is pretty much right behind the high school, so I'm about to be there. Man, GR High is huge. I didn't go to school there. I'm actually kind of excited about working with these guys today. The last time I worked with them, something interesting happened. Thunderstorms.
We're HDX. Well, doesn't that mean you don't get to work?
Terrorist. Lee's out doing all their emergency calls, because that was the day a real bad storm come in. And you know how I like the weather stuff.
I was just wondering, because most places when it starts storming like that, they don't work outside unless they just absolutely have to.
I don't want to get hit by lightning, and I can't say I blame them, because I don't want to go booze, booze.
Alright, well, Chandler, where you at? Where you going yet?
Yes, sir. I'm here at the op center now.
Clear out for a little bit. That way, if somebody else needs to use the repeater, they can. I don't want to tie it up all morning. So I'm going to say 7-3s for now. Good to talk to you this morning, and I will talk to you on down the log, KO4HX, and I'll be clear for now.
Roger. 73, Patrick. Have a good day.